Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Unemployment remains at near record lows and has done so for 2 years. It means that in a fully functioning economy, employees rather than employers hold the whip hand in pay and condition talks. But do they really? And who is looking for jobs here? And what types of jobs are they looking for? Jack Kennedy is senior economist with the recruitment website Indeed. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Joe.
So how many searches a day roughly are there for jobs in Ireland, either from within or from without?
Well, there's many tens of thousands every day. So there's a lot of job searches going on. The majority of those are domestic job seekers, but we have also seen a rise in foreign inbound interest into the Irish jobs market, which does remain pretty solid overall. We have seen hiring demand has been cooling, but job postings remain about 15% above their pre-pandemic level. So it's still a pretty solid level of hiring demand, down 20% year on year, but there's still a lot of opportunities out there in the market.
So it is down a fifth from last year. I wonder why that is.
It's been a normalisation. We had this exceptional post-pandemic hiring boom. Job vacancies in almost all countries soared to very elevated levels, and we've kind of seen things normalise and job postings have come well down from peaks. But in the case of Ireland, we've still got a pretty solid macroeconomic environment. The expectations are for fairly solid growth in the domestic economy to continue. And we do see that employers are still demanding quite a lot of sectors are holding up at pretty strong levels still, despite having cooled.
So for in terms of those people who are looking for jobs, the vast majority, I presume, are within Ireland looking to move within the country.
Exactly that, yes. But we've also seen a rise in foreign interest as well.
OK, now, what are the top three or four countries that are looking for jobs in this country the most?
Yeah, so the UK, number one, India, number two, the US, number three, completing the top six. We've got Spain, South Africa, Brazil. So Ireland's really attracting interest from right around the globe across a range of different sectors. We see particularly strong levels of foreign interest in higher paid, higher skilled industries, particularly tech roles, healthcare, engineering. So all of those are quite attractive. And also, actually, when we've looked at all of the European countries, there's not actually too many where we see higher levels of inbound interest than people actually looking to leave the country. We only found about five countries across Europe where that was the case. Ireland was one of them. So we kind of see that as a potential brain gain for Ireland in terms of attracting that skilled labour. But clearly there are challenges, and there's a lot of
capacity constraints.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes, and obviously a lot of countries are competing for this highly mobile, highly skilled labour. So it's definitely important to maintain the country's attractiveness.
It's interesting that in the top five, only one is from within the European Union, because the law here is that you must advertise within the European Union first. And if you cannot fill the role then within the EU, then and only then can you go outside. Now, of course, the relationship in the UK and Ireland is different due to the free travel area. So it's kind of treated as if it's still in the European Union. Those jobs from India, are they focused on any sectors that you might have noticed? The jobs in Ireland being sought by people in India.
Yeah, particularly tech roles. Software development is very popular amongst
so well-paid
those job seekers. Well-paid jobs, yes, very much so. So that's a very big pull for those job seekers.
Yeah. In terms of working from home and flexible working, what are you seeing?
We're actually seeing quite a stable picture. So despite a number of high profile return to office calls by
Amazon.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've actually seen quite a stable picture in terms of the share of job postings offering remote or hybrid. That's held up at about 15% of all job postings for about 2 years now. We've not really seen a major dip. It does remain a powerful differentiator for those employers that are continuing to offer that flexibility. We've seen that job seekers' interest in remote and hybrid options is up about tenfold on pre-pandemic. No sign of that going away anytime soon.
So the employees are interested in it, but the companies offering it is only, what, 15%?
15%. I mean, that's based on a keywords analysis, probably an undercount, because there's some job postings where in reality that flexibility might not be kind of explicitly listed in the
job. If you're in manufacturing, obviously.
Yeah. So there are probably some cases where in reality there's a bit more flexibility, but kind of looking at the trend over time I think is instructive, and we haven't really seen a major reversal in that. I think for particularly smaller companies, you know, they continue to offer location flexibility as a way of remaining attractive and also holding on to their existing staff as well, given that some other big employers are pushing for return to office, but clearly the job seekers continue to want that flexibility.
Due to this whip hand we were talking about.
Yeah.
And finally, do you find more employers are putting salary ranges in the advertisement?
We've seen a rising trend right across Europe of more salary transparency and job postings over the last 5 years or so. Clearly, that's good for the job seeker, but also for the employer. It does mean that pay expectations are more aligned from the outset, which means a more relevant kind of slate of candidates and kind of better use of everybody's time, really, and a more efficient recruitment process.
Especially if you want, if it's not within the range that you need, there's no point pursuing the application. Jack, thank you very much for coming
in.
That's Jack Kennedy, senior economist with the recruitment website Indeed.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.